Imagine if the interstates crisscrossing Atlanta were topped with park space. It could happen in Buckhead. The Buckhead Community Improvement District is exploring the idea of a park over Georgia 400. The group has already put out a call for design proposals. Local architect Michael Kant talked to Stephanie Stokes about the project and explained what it might look like.
The site encompasses 9 acres running from Peachtree Road to Lenox Road above Georgia 400. And so from a technical perspective, this project really involves building a massive deck over those 9 acres. But once that's achieved, the goal of the Buckhead CID is to bring a major park with performance spaces, retail spaces, any major urban amenity that you can think of in a park is being studied and could possibly end up in this park. The idea of the Buckhead CID is that it'll be a transformative, iconic space. So there'll likely be art installations and different things that engage both pedestrians as well as people driving down Peachtree and Lenox.
Hearing about the Georgia 400 park idea, I think we all say to ourselves, like, wow, that sounds really cool. But could the Buckhead CID actually make this happen?
I think that has to be approached from two different angles. Number one, a technical perspective. It is very achievable from a technical perspective. Clyde Warren Park in Dallas is a prime example of something that's been done recently and actually was brought up a lot by the Buckhead CID as a precedent in their request for proposals. That's actually spanning a larger interstate gulch in the heart of Dallas. And then you have other projects such as the Big Dig in Boston. You have projects internationally with parks built over freeways. So from a technical perspective, it's always a challenge, but it's definitely feasible. The sticking point is going to be the economic perspective. The Buckhead CID, I think, is very well aware of the fact that this is not an inexpensive proposition. And not only is the money maybe difficult to come by, but gaining the approval of all the stakeholders, those that own the land rights, you have a state-held highway, you have the MARTA line, you have private property surrounding the site, and then you have air rights to contend with as well. And so getting all the stakeholders from multiple government organizations and private enterprises on the same page for this project is going to be a major logistical challenge. But if anyone can secure the money in Atlanta, Buckhead would likely be the group that could.
The Buckhead CID wants this green space to be one of the great American parks. Do you think if the Georgia 400 Park project is completed, it could be that significant?
From a design perspective, it is a very unique space. You're on Atlanta's main street. You are filling in an urban area. The impetus for this project, I guess, it's important to recognize is the fact that Buckhead is lacking in park space. Land in Buckhead is too expensive to purchase and create park space. And the surrounding areas are too dense at this point, or again, too valuable land-wise, too appropriate for park space. So the BCID is turning to this concept of creating park space out of thin air, more or less. Right now, that area is an area that can never theoretically be developed. It is used as a highway and as a train line, and those items aren't going away. So this is creating a positive space above this infrastructural space. And that in and of itself is done, but still a unique thing every time it is achieved. And with the connectivity to MARTA, with the connectivity to Peachtree, the proximity to Lenox and other major attractions in the area, it is going to be a profound project in that regard. And it all depends on what the Buckhead CID decides design-wise as they work with a design team or design teams that will ultimately decide what the park physically looks like and how it physically works, whether there's an amphitheater, whether there's a place for food trucks to park, whether there's a place for kids to go and play. That's going to come later. And that'll also be driven by the economic feasibility of how to monetize the park space. But it's not going to be a big grass field. It's not going to be just a playground. It is going to be something that is high design, high park design, and is well thought out and provides for the community multifaceted entertainment options and retail options and brings value to the community.
Does this mark a shift in how we think about the space currently being taken up by highways and roads?
The proposal by Buckhead is not the first time. For decades now, people have been calling to cap the connector. And so we see this now coming up as a possibility in Buckhead, where it wasn't necessarily discussed before there. It's been on the minds of Atlantans and designers in the city for years that the infrastructural space in the core of our city that is already depressed, like the connector is in some areas, physically from the surrounding land, would be a prime candidate for utilizing as park space or programmed space in the city that could begin to re-knit Midtown, downtown, or Georgia Tech's west side to the core of Midtown. So the concept that Buckhead proposing isn't new for Atlanta, but it is the first tangible effort that has traction, that could gain funding, and could move forward. And regardless of whether the Buckhead project moves forward or not, I would expect to see more proposals, more serious proposals, and potentially, eventually, more investment that will allow for the construction of projects like this in not just Buckhead, but in Midtown and downtown.
That was Michael Kahn, an architect with Rosser International and editor with Curbed Atlanta. He was speaking with WABE Stephanie Stokes.